One, two, three, four.
Welcome to the Steampunk Family Podcast. This episode of the Von Hedwig family's voyage to Antarctica is called The Children's Hypothesis, in which permission is asked, but not given.
So, Father said, your hypothesis is that the mythological Yeti is an actual creature residing in this region. Your evidence is personal observation by Adolphus, Mirabelle, Annabelle, and Bettina.
He glanced down at his youngest, momentarily distracted by her battle with his sweeping machine.
I saw it too just now, Gerhardt asserted.
Very well, Mother said. What are the next steps you wish to take in your research?
Adolphus and the twins put their heads together. Gerhardt tried to push his way into their huddle. Claire tried to look aloof, sketching the folded rock formation. Bettina finished eating marshmallows from the floor and turned around to extract her shoelaces from the sweeper.
Adolphus stepped forward.
We would like to mount a more focused aerial search using your launch with the possibility of ground
He looked back at the twins, who hissed at him in unison.
Possibility of ground reconnaissance. You know, have a look round for tracks and, scat, I suppose.
That's the idea, said Gerhardt, and while we have the launch, we can go sledding.
He was momentarily suppressed by Annabelle and Mirabelle, but recovered quickly.
I mean to say, I concur.
Now Father and Mother put their heads together.
If you write a proposal describing your findings thus far and your requirements for future research, your father and I shall consider it, Mother said.
Should we approve your proposal, and when Mother has concluded her work and no longer needs the launch, and if we still have time before we must return for the grandmothers, you may borrow the launch.
There was cheering from most of the children, except for Claire, who was still aloof, and Bettina, who had removed her surviving boot and was beating the sweeper with it.
However, added Mother, either Father, Ulrich, Claire, or I will pilot the launch.
Oh, no, Mother, Adolphus protested. I'm much better now. I've been practicing.
Don't think I'm going to waste time on this fairy tale, Claire said at the same time.
Clamor erupted on all sides, Adolphus pleading, the twins chastising Claire, and Gerhardt protesting that he wouldn't get into any craft piloted by his brother.
Not after the last time.
Enough, roared Father at last. You are all dismissed to work on your proposal or whatever other project will take you out of this room immediately.
The children trooped out to continue their argument in the passageway.
Claire, you've got to help us, Adolphus said. If you won't pilot for us, you'll miss out on all the fun.
There won't be any fun. It will be a freezing waste of time.
Why are you such a pill?
He demanded. The twins grabbed him and thrust him behind them.
If you don't want to pilot for us, Claire, dear, will you at least help us write the proposal?
Mirabelle said in her kindest tones.
It's your idea. Why don't you write it?
Claire said.
You're the oldest, Gerhardt answered.
I'm not the oldest.
You're the oldest on board, said Mirabelle.
It's not my project.
Philomena would have done it, Annabelle wheedled.
I'm not Philomena.
That's for sure, said Adolphus.
Don't be mean, Mirabelle said. Claire, dearest, you are so much better a writer than any of us, and we won't make you think it all up. We can tell you what we know. We just need you to organize it.
If you write the proposal, we'll let you come along, offered Gerhardt.
If you don't boss us, his brother added. I don't want to come, Claire cried. I don't care about your ridiculous, childish research ideas. I'm not bossy, and I'm not Philomena!
She stomped down the hall to her cabin and slammed the door, just as the door to the observation deck opened. Bettina came out, carrying her shoes. Behind her, they saw Father, watching his sweeping machine spinning in circles, black smoke issuing from its badly dented chimney. He looked weary. They quickly retreated to the children's lab to write.
This is Hera von Hedwig. Join me for the next episode of Voyage to Antarctica. A research date. This episode has been brought to you by the Boiler Monkeys Union, who reminds you that wild creatures are not pets, and we hate it when you brush our hair.
and absolutely no dress-up.